Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. On today's program, we spoke with several people participating in the Perry High School Homecoming Week Volunteer Day Wednesday. First, we went to the Brownfields area in Perry, where the Parks and Recreation Department has established a nursery, and spoke with some freshman students who are helping with mulch.
Tell us your name and what grade you guys are in.
My name is Jocelyn Nunez, and I'm in ninth grade.
My name is Jasmine Gonzalez, and I'm in ninth grade.
My name is Karen Amaya, and I'm a freshman.
My name is Alexis Arate, and I'm in ninth grade.
Can you guys explain to us what we're doing out here today?
We were putting the mulch around the trees so they grow at the tree farm.
Making Perry a more prettier place.
We're more oxygen. A better community. Absolutely.
Why is it important to you guys to be able to spend the day out here homecoming week and volunteering and helping out with projects?
It's important because we do need a lot more oxygen. Yeah. And yeah.
How's the experience been? It's a little cold out here. Have you guys had fun?
Yeah, I actually had a
freezing.
Lot.
Freezing, but I'm here.
Right. How's homecoming week? You guys enjoying it?
Yeah.
Then we stopped Perry Parks and Recreation Director John Anderson to talk to him about the experience of working with the Perry High School students.
Explanation of what they're doing today.
Okay, so it's Volunteer Day, obviously, homecoming week. We've got probably 100 volunteers from the high school that come out to the tree nursery here in town. And we were able to get a grant back in May, and we planted 350 trees out here of all different species. We also were able to get majority of the fencing for free. I knew a guy south of town, wanted to get rid of a bunch of fence, so he donated it to us. So we went out there, pulled fence. We've got about $1,000 invested total into 350 trees and a wonderful fence to keep all the deer out. These trees should make it and last 5 years, and they should be able to replace the eastern ash borer or emerald ash borer when it gets into town and it starts killing the ash trees. We'll easily have enough trees to go ahead and replace what we cut down.
Very good. Let's talk about the experience working with the kids today.
It was great. Definitely a lot of them have never used a hammer before, so it was definitely a learning curve. The first stretch of fence went pretty rough, and it took a little while, but once they caught on, they figured it out, so it was great. In the end, it took, you know, probably 3 hours here, and we got the whole entire fence done, so it was a great experience.
Were they excited?
Yeah, it was like herding cats there for a while, but we managed, and we got it done. We had multiple other projects going on in town. We had a group of kids out at 141, the Perry Welcome Sign. We had a group of kids installing new grills in Patty Park. I cut out all the trees from Frog Creek, the bridge, in between both bridges by the tennis courts. So I had a group of kids pulling all those limbs out and all the concrete and getting all that cleaned up. So that looks just wonderful down there. And then Becky managed a group of kids picking up sticks and trash, and they weeded the infields of the ball fields today. So a ton of work got done, stuff that we just can't find time to do ourselves. So it was wonderful having them.
Very good. Anything else you can think, Dad?
No, I don't think so. All right. Samantha, thank you for coming out and doing this.
Thanks, John.
Finally, we went downtown Perry, where cheerleaders and other high school students were painting windows in the businesses that elected to have them painted to show their school spirit during homecoming week.
Let's just start with names.
I'm Skylar Cunningham.
I'm Selena Garcia.
I'm Gabby Chavez.
I'm Brianna Ackerman.
What are we out here doing today, guys?
Painting windows on Volunteer Day to give the downtown some school spirit for homecoming.
Describe to us this lovely, I guess, window mural we're kind of looking at today and where the idea came from.
Well, our theme is like a Hawaiian luau, and like Perry has a nickname, Paradise. We just made a tropical window to show what the theme is for homecoming.
Very cool. You guys had several options on things you could do to volunteer. Why'd you choose this one?
Just like a cheerleader tradition, like what they do. We just paint windows, go home, helping people that want to have their windows painted. So,
let's talk about the importance of Volunteer Day and why it's good for you guys to get out during homecoming week and help out the community.
It helps us learn like good like leadership skills and all of that, and helping our community.
Has it been fun so far? Do you guys look forward to this, or it's like, oh, I have to go volunteer on Wednesday?
We look forward to it. It's really fun. Hang out like just people that we like. Always have fun with and stuff.
And you're not in class, right?
Yeah.
How's homecoming week been so far?
It's really fun. We get to dress up certain days. We have different themes. Like yesterday we did, what was it? Tiki Tuesday. So we dressed all tropical. So
Very
that was
cool.
really fun.
What else are you guys looking forward to?
There was a parade.
Yeah. Well, how's your guys' float?
It's good.
Anything else you guys want to add?
Go Blue Jays!
And that's today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. Thanks to all of the students and John Anderson for taking part in the program. We'll have more news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.